more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North.
If heaven don't play no music, Lord, just let me be.
Every good story starts with a bad decision, is the premise for a new album from Milwaukee-based pianist, singer, and songwriter Roxy Copeland.
In 2016, Copeland was named Wisconsin Jazz Musician of the Year, and so a year later, she dropped an album of original songs with a definite Americana pop sound to it called Bad Decision.
WUWM's Bruce Winter asked her to bring her keyboard by our performance studio to play a few songs and to explain the apparent change in direction.
I think that if I were to be asked, I would say, you know, it's a blend of Americana, blues, and jazz. That's fair. It definitely has a few elements that weren't present in my earlier work, including Americana and roots. Mm-hmm.
You have blended in some interesting instrumentation. We won't hear it today because it's just you and your keyboard here. But talk about incorporating, you know, pedal steel and other instruments into these songs.
Absolutely. I have a tendency when I'm writing music and arranging it to write for a player or for a very specific like idea of what I want from that player. So in terms of instrumentation, as I was putting the finishing touches on the song, I got these ideas about, you know, I really feel pedal steel or a Hammond B3, you know, or a jazz clarinet would work perfectly here. And when I get an idea in my head, I tend to be kind of stubborn and want to flesh it out and see where it goes. So that's what I did. And if I didn't like where we ended up, I switched out the instrumentation. But honestly, the first ideas I had as to who should be playing what where worked out pretty well in the studio.
So if you get an idea, good or bad, you're going to try it?
Yeah, if I feel pretty strongly about who I want playing that solo or that I need a certain sound of guitar in that four bars, that's what I'm going to do first.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you give us a flavor of the Bad Decisions album? What you got for us?
Certainly. I thought maybe I would kick it off with the title track, Bad Decision.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds good. This is Roxy Copeland, title track, Bad Decision.
I walked in quarter to one, and some man with a gun. He shot a look that I found deeply disturbing. He heard I get on the floor, I hollered back, what for? I prayed for death over my afternoon meeting. It was clear from the look on his face, he didn't know what to do. I was having one of those days, forgot my purse and my Prozac too. I made a bad decision. I should have left him alone. I made a bad decision. No need to tell me what I did was wrong. I'm well aware of the fact, but there ain't no going back. I made a bad decision. Seemed a little bemused at the way I refused. And then before I even knew what was happening, he plucked some cash from a drawer, beeline straight for the door, grabbing me roughly in a manner quite maddening. His hand clamped across my open mouth, I didn't know what to do. I was having one of those days, and so I literally bit off more than I could chew. I made a bad decision. I should have left him alone. I made a bad decision. No need to tell me what I did was wrong. I'm well aware of the fact, but there ain't no going back. I made a bad decision. He cried out and fell to the ground. The coat from his pocket slid so late, spin around and around. I made a bad decision. I should have left him alone. I made a decision. No need to tell me what I did was wrong. I'm well aware of the fact. decision.
There it is, Bad Decision, title song from the new Roxy Copeland album. Roxy, Milwaukee-based keyboardist, singer, songwriter extraordinaire. And you have a reputation, among some of us at least, Roxy, as a songwriter who seems to enjoy a fair share of wordplay in your lyrics. And we heard a little bit of that in this song. Do you have as much fun with words as you do with music?
I do. I really enjoy playing around with language.
Yeah. You can tell on when you pick up this album, folks, follow along on the little lyric sheet inside, and you'll get what we mean. Well, upon release of the first single for this, which you also made a video for, your name was right up there in the new releases. What was that feeling like to be next to some pretty familiar musical names?
It was fantastic. You know, I mean, my whole life really is devoted to music. I listen to it nonstop. I love learning about it. I'm obsessed with it. So when you see your name saddled in between these people who sell out massive arenas worldwide, it's pretty hip.
Well, people are going to have the chance to see you in some pretty big settings this summer. Those are not exactly intimate little venues where you
No.
can play your keyboard and sing to us like you are right now. How are you planning to explode those stages in front of many people?
Well, I mean, I'm excited that those will be full band shows. So, you know, it always adds another dimension when you have multiple players on stage, obviously. But I'm trying to let everybody know about it because those are more high-profile performances. There's a lot of press in Milwaukee that have picked those up and pushed them, and I'm very grateful for that.
You grew up in Washington, in a town that is famous for being Kurt Cobain's hometown. You went to school in Iowa, wound up in Milwaukee. And as an artist and as a person, what do you find inspiring about living here and having Milwaukee as the base of your worldwide operation?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think for me, in Milwaukee, we're really fortunate to have a tremendous art scene. And people come in from all over the place to play here. We have so many festivals, especially in the summer. This is a fantastic time to be in Milwaukee. Everywhere you look, there are block parties, there are festivals, there are these music series, all incorporating live music. And there's such a great music community here, across all genres, really, that you don't have to go far to find inspiration. You just go catch, on any night of the week, you can catch any one of 20 different types of music playing. And I'm so grateful for that because I've never understood people who say they only listen to one genre of music. That seems boring to me. Why not listen to music that's good? If it's good, listen to it, whatever genre it is. So I find inspiration in hearing people who play differently than me, which is, of course, everybody, and seeing what they know and what I can pick up and what things we can share.
How did you fall into the style that you have now when there's, like you said, so many other diverse influence of music? I mean, basically being a keyboard player, you know, you're not going to be in a hair metal band. But how did you fall into your style, your groove?
I think there was certainly an evolution. I started out playing jazz standards, which I still love to this day, but when I was doing that, I knew that at some point I wanted to write my own music rather than just play other people's. And as I mentioned, I grew up on jazz. I also grew up listening to rock and pop and roots and blues. I liked a lot of different music, but it took me a few years to kind of amalgamate those different influences into what I do now. When I was playing strictly jazz pop, there were these influences that I really wanted to bring into the music, but I felt constrained. Mm-hmm. I felt like, well, you know, you need to fit into this nice little pigeonhole genre. And I outgrew that. I realized, no, you don't. You can make the music that you want to make. That's what you should do. And if somebody has a tough time categorizing it, oh, well. Most of my favorite artists are kind of hard to stick into neat little boxes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the Americana roots direction kind of came in over the last few years, and I'm really happy with it.
Let's hear another song.
Okay.
What you got?
Let's do Love Me Out Loud.
And this one, there is a video. Is it available yet for everyone to see?
Yes. This one's up on YouTube. The Love Me Out Loud official video is available.
When you're where am I? Tucked up inside of the dark. There's no end, you won't go to the place, man. But when we're out at night with your friends in the car, all that you ever do is tease me. Baby, I don't mind being the butt of jokes at times. Once in a while's fine, but I think you've crossed the line. What have you got against the line? What makes you act so tough whenever someone's walking by? If you want me, make it clear. I enchant you from my dear, but let me go. Love me out loud. Won't you love me out loud? You want it easy, like the dust in the wind, blowing lazy through town on a Sunday. But when it's time to choose, time to lay cards down, there's no trace of you left, come on, darling. I don't mind taking it slow, I like the ride. Just give me one small sign, showing me that you're mine. What have you got against the light? What makes you act so tough whenever someone's walking by? If you want me, make it clear. I enchanted from my dear, but let me go. Love me out loud. I'm getting tired of this double life, telling my friends it's nothing. That's what you like, what you like. But baby, what have you got against the light? What makes you act so tough whenever someone's walking by? If you want me, make it clear. I am trying to front my dear, but let me go. Love me out loud. Won't you love me out loud?
Tired of this double life. Love me out loud. Roxy Copeland is our guest. Roxy's new album is called Bad Decision. We're hearing a couple songs from it today. I'll ask you one lighthearted question to wind this up. We all have guilty pleasures, listening to perhaps music that people would not expect of us. This is kind of a question, you know, I'll show you yours if you show me mine, or whatever, however that goes.
Are we going down that road?
If you have a guilty pleasure of an artist, who would that be?
Oh, man, I think it's more of a genre for me. Like when I work out, I like to listen to stuff that's very much upbeat, especially weightlifting or like really fast running. Really fast being a nebulous term. My brand of really fast running. And so stuff like I listen to stuff like Kesha and Lady Gaga, and I get made fun of when I tell friends that. They're like, "How can you do that as a musician?" I'm like, "Well, you know, it's the same reason people read, you know, Shades of Grey. Like they're not doing it for the same reason that you would read Steinbeck. They want some quick, easy entertainment, you know."
Thank you again for coming in and doing this. I mean, it's always so much fun.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I ain't afraid of dying, long as there's a melody.
Milwaukee's Roxy Copeland. Her new album is called Bad Decision. She'll play Jazz in the Park this Thursday. She spoke with WUWM's Bruce Winter.
Lay me down here to sing. Seems lately you've been calling lots of us back home. Purple rain is falling down. Red shoes are left alone. Rhythm section's looking good and hard, you've got to feel. But if you need a singer, come and wear a hair or two. If heaven don't play no music, Lord, just let me be. I ain't afraid of dying, long as there's a melody. I need the baseline, the drums have got a swing. If heaven don't play no music, well just leave me down here to sing.